Okay, we begin the 16th chapter in Hilchos Tumas Ames. And the topic is going to call for one word, skylights. Skylights, but the real skylight, clear opening, no glass on top. Okay, and we've talked about Tumah passing from as a window, an opening as a window. Now we're going to discuss skylights. Well, I think you could pretty much assume that, well, skylights have an interesting status. It's of what its use is to bring light in, but it can also be used to move things out from one floor to another floor. So it could have both uses over here. Right. And we have multiple pictures that we have to look at. This is the first of four pictures. Okay, now let me just make the picture clear what's happening here. Here you have a picture of a house, a rectangular house, with a corpse on the left side. You have a skylight on the top. Now, the stuff beneath is not walls or anything. It's just a three-dimensional picture of what's the space under the skylight.
It's really one big room.
Right, it's one big room. The skylight has a little bit, obviously, a skylight. It's not going to go from one end of the roof to the other end of the roof. Right. It's going to have roof surrounding it, as you see over here. Yes. So you've got the skylight covers a certain area, okay? And if it's a very large skylight, then we know it's not really an ohel, right? The house is an ohel. Let's say where the corpse is under. Where the corpse is under, definitely that left side of the house is an ohel.
So anything on top of that roof would be blocked.
Everything under that roof is blocked, and the tumah that is from the dead person till the ceiling is dispersed all through it. But the question is, how far does it disperse? How far does it disperse? Does it disperse all the way across the house, or does it not disperse in the area where the skylight is over here?
Skylights are good.
Now, if you recall, a skylight is definitely not an ohel.
Right.
We're talking about a big skylight here now. So skylight is not an ohel because there's no roof over it. So let's think about this. When at the picture we're looking at, what part of the house, we're going to make up a verb, is ohelized. Okay, but that really makes it very clear what I'm asking you.
I mean, is it everything under, except for what's under the skylight?
That would apparently be the case.
Right.
Whatever's not under the skylight.
So it extends to both left and right.
Now, it's a good thing the skylight doesn't go from front to back totally.
Otherwise it would break it.
Because then it would be effectively rendering it two separate houses.
Yeah.
It would be like two separate houses. It's like the left side is like house one. The skylight is open doors, you know, and then the right side is house number two. That's if the skylight would have gone from end to end, front to back. But it doesn't, because that's the nature of a skylight. The skylight doesn't take the whole length and of the width of the house. So that's the issue over here. So that's the beginning of the discussion. And we will see issues of where when we say like tumah goes out. Remember, we said if there's an opening, the tumah goes out, but it doesn't necessarily. Spread it out.
Disperse it.
It doesn't disperse. Tumah can go out from one house into another, but not necessarily disperse. Now, when you're talking from the side of a house, there's nothing to disperse. A window, everything's been dispersed because there's a ceiling over it. The question is, does it go out of the house? That was the last chapter, the window. Yeah. We're not talking about a window now. We're talking about the skylight. That is how it impacts on the ohelization of the house. All right, so that's the issue over here. So let's take this really slowly. Okay, there's a number of cases in Halacha Aleph. Aruba, a skylight, shehi be'emtza tikras habayis, which is in the middle of the ceiling of a house, as the picture shows. Bein sheyesh ba paseach tefach, doesn't matter if it's a complete tefach, and that means that there is no blockage at all, right? And whatever tumah might be, it just goes straight up. There's no oil. It doesn't disperse, but it definitely goes off from what's underneath the mace. Remember, there's another halacha. Forget about anything. If there is a mace in the middle of the field, whatever's over the mace,
yeah.
But that's not tumas ohel.
No.
That gets dispersed. So just keep that in mind. So it doesn't matter if the opening is a tefach, bein she'ein bo paseach tefach, or if it isn't even open up to the size of a tefach, even if it's less than a tefach. Even though we've said that if it's less than a tefach, the tumah doesn't go out and it blocks it, but yet it doesn't disperse it either.
Uh-oh.
Just remember, doesn't disperse what's beneath it. Either way, it's not going to disperse. If it's totally open, it's not going to disperse it because there's no ohel at all. And even if you're going to say that it's less than a tefach and it doesn't go through and it blocks, but it will not disperse under that area either. Okay? That's the halach. So if you got the skylight, whether it opens up a tefach, whether it doesn't, bein she'ein bo paseach tefach, v'hoisa tuma tachas tikras habayis, and the corpse under the roofed area of the house, as this picture shows. So what will we guess the halacha will be? Now there's going to be kelim throughout this house. So which kelim will be tameh, and which kelim will not be tameh?
So the one under the skylight won't be tameh.
The one under the skylight will not be tameh because that's not an ohel. The tumah does not disperse. What about, okay, obviously, kelim on the left side next to the mace
that's
will certainly be tameh.
Definitely problematic.
What about kelim on the far right side?
Yep.
The far right side will work. You know why?
Because you got that.
Because the little edge, the lip,
yes. Yeah.
From where the skylight ends, that's part of the ohel.
Mm-hmm.
So the tumah just goes around it.
Yeah.
So in this picture, effectively, the tumah is everywhere dispersed in the house except under the skylight, no matter what the dimensions of the skylight are. All right,
and that's what that representation is underneath the skylight. They're trying to show.
It's showing you the rays of sun.
Right.
You know, this is the theoretical airspace.
No.
It's not a wall. Don't look at this as a solid.
Not the tumah zone.
It's a non-tumah zone unless there be a corpse in there.
Right.
But there's no corpse in there, and we'll see in a minute when the corpse is there. What's the halacha?
This has to be a skylight that's open.
The corpse is moving.
Well, we're talking about an open skylight,
yeah,
for sure.
Totally.
It's not open. It's closed.
Yeah.
It's in the olden days. The skylight was a real skylight. It was open.
But Hila, what was he?
It was a different skylight. I don't know.
Well, that was olden days.
Okay. So therefore. So we say, keneged aruba, any utensils that are opposite the closed, that's opposite the skylight, tahora.
Right.
It's tahora.
Right.
Now, this little small picture is showing you now, the gray area is where, it's going on this picture, okay? Mm. The gray area shows you where the tumah has dispersed. The clear area is showing where the tumah has not dispersed, and obviously that clear area is right under the skylight. So he's saying anything that's right under the skylight is tahor, right? Because we already say, because since it's open, there's no ohel.
If this guy, but this, yeah, this one doesn't go to the right to the edge of the wall, or it wouldn't. This skylight doesn't. No, that the next one.
That's just, it's not an accurate picture. It's two-dimensional.
It should.
It's exactly this.
It should be shaded at the edge.
It isn't.
Because they can't do it.
Here.
They can't do it that way. You're right. I understand what you're saying. But they can't. They don't. They're not able to show you three-dimensionally where the tumah. I know exactly what you're saying. It's not accurate.
They could just put that.
They did it though, Paul.
It would be hard to make it three-dimensional.
They didn't do it there.
Okay,
really?
You know,
should have, but
whatever, but we understand what it means. You're right. The lip in the front, the lip in the back should have been grayed.
Yes,
they chose not to make that aspect of it three-dimensional. It'd be very hard to do. I can't explain why they did.
It's a bird's eye view, right? It's looking down.
I don't know what view. Maybe it's bottom up. I don't know.
What?
I don't know. But you understand what he's driving at over
he's
here.
He's saying it's a side view.
Right?
This is
but clearly, even though it's less than a tefach, right? The tumah, even though it doesn't go out, but it's not going to spread it out either.
So it's not a bird's eye view. It's a side view. I thought it was bird's eye view.
So okay.
It's not. It's a side view. Because look where the mace is. The mace is down on the ground.
Yeah. Not in this picture. The dot means the keli.
But the keli's on the ground, too.
Okay, yeah. Let's not overanalyze the picture
here. No, this is looking from the side of the house.
Okay, all I'm telling you...
What's the sign of the house?
I think so.
Where's there a gap in the side of the house?
Okay,
We're looking at the column.
Guys, let's not waste brain cells on trying to understand the way the picture was drawn. Okay? I'm not going to go there. Okay, but you understand the idea over here?
Yes.
Okay. And Sharei Hugo, and it's tar, why? Sharei Hugoli La'avir, it's open to the air. But Ushar HaBayis Tameh, the rest of the house. That's clear what he's saying. Only the area under the skylight. That's the area that's tar. Why? Because that's not an ohel.
Right.
Even if it's less than a tefach square.
Doesn't
and
matter.
It blocks the tumah from escaping, but it doesn't disperse the tumah there.
Under that little square.
Under that area. So the tumah spreads all the way around. The tumah is everywhere in the house except under the skylight. That's halacha number one. Okay, halacha number two, you see, is a different scenario here. Here, you've got a mace under the skylight. Now, the three-dimensional tube that's going through the skylight, I'm pointing out to you, is not filling the entire dimensions of the skylight. It's not. It's a little bit short. What is it matching? Exactly to the corpse's dimensions.
Yes.
That's how you have to look at that picture. It's not that the entire skylight is tummy. Because, again, it's not an ohel. It's not an ohel. Nothing is being dispersed. So you're asking me, well, what's all that gray matter flying up? That is the area that's right over the corpse. If you were in an open field, you'd have this same little picture in the middle there. There we know corpse tumah goes straight up.
All the way.
Straight up. Forget about a house. Forget about anything. It goes, and that's all it does, is go straight up. If it's in an ohel, then it hits
how
the top.
How high has it been measured to go up?
Doesn't matter.
I think forever.
Doesn't matter. Yeah. Those forever. But that's a different
Jupiter?
Scenario. So the tumah now is not spreading through the house. It's not by a part of the house that is an ohel. So therefore, let's read. Hoysa tumah keneged aruba bilvad. Let's say the mace is only underneath the skylight. And let's say he's not taking up the full space of the skylight as the three-dimensional
picture
is showing. So, kol habayis tohor. The entire house is tohor. Everything in the house, it doesn't matter where it is. The only thing that's tameh is what's directly over the mace. That's it. So when it says Kolobai is tar, it didn't mean the whole house over the mace is tar, because everybody knows that whatever's over the mace has to be tummy. Has nothing to do with Tumas Ohel over here. So when it says the whole house is tar, it means everything except what is directly over the mace.
Right. What about what he's lying on?
Well, yeah. Underneath him is also tummy.
Yeah.
Fine.
It doesn't disperse.
But it doesn't, nothing is dispersed, because this part of the house is not an Ohel. So nothing has dispersed. So as far as I'm concerned, you can take the whole house out and just say it's the middle of a field. What's the middle of the field? That same little gray matter is showing the area that whatever goes over that becomes tummy. Right? And that's what this picture, which you're not going to
either.
It's the same thing. See this picture here? The little ball there is the tumah. The tumah.
It's a side view. It makes
and that goes straight up, and that's all that's tumah.
But if he hadn't died so neatly, and his hand had gone like that.
Guess what? That's coming up, my friend. It's coming up. And that's when it gets much more complicated.
Tricky.
Okay. Now, let's switch the picture. I'm trying to move
The aliens are beaming him up.
Okay, here. We're moving on now to the next picture.
You wanted to do a probe.
Okay, here we go. The next picture, much smaller. Okay, everything is the same, except for one difference. First two pictures, you had the mace either completely under the ceiling or the mace completely under the skylight.
Right.
Now we have Mark's case. What now if you have part of the tumah, see that little circle there? In any one of the pictures. But let's start with the right-hand picture. where we've got a nice space of the skylight. We've got that circle, that's the mace. The mace, half of him is under the roof, and half of him is under the skylight.
Whoa.
You see that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that's where it's it is a tefach, space in between. The other one is not the left ones are, it's not a tefach there. Okay, so let's take this really slow. This is pretty hard. Okay, so now, Hoysa mitzvos hatuma. Okay, now, if part of the tuma, you have to have one kzayis of tuma for it to be a tuma that can spread through the house. So you do have one complete kzayis with a, well, that doesn't have to be a corpse. It could be a large bone or whatever. That, just assume we have an exact kzayis, whatever. So it's obviously not going to be a corpse, much bigger than a kzayis. But you have an exact kzayis of tuma, half of it, tachas hatikra, one part of it is under the roof, umitzasa tachas aruba, and part of it is under the skylight. Okay, so now you've got exactly one kezias. So think about this now. Under the roofed part, you don't have a shear. Under the skylight, you don't have a shear.
Combined.
But together, you do have a shear. Okay, now, im ba'aruba poseach tefach, if the skylight has a tefach that is open on the side, habayis kulo tame. First of all, the entire house is tame. Now remember, this picture with the skylight, it's still got to be the way the picture was originally, where it doesn't go all the way and cutting across it. It's still space
on both sides.
So this two-dimensional picture is not showing that for you. Just as we said, with lips and everything. So we say now, the tuma now goes through the whole house, the chiddush being, even though there's only a half a kezias that's under the ohel, the chiddushes will take the other half that's with it, even though it's not, and it will combine, and now it's as if it's a kezias under the roof completely, and it's like the case where it spreads all around.
Wow.
Spreads all around.
It's the same bone, it's the same object.
Yeah, but it, only half of the kshayis is on, but the chiddush is, we say it is considered connected with the whole thing. Now, habayis kulo tome.
Now, the next
question. Okay, now, ukeneged, now here is, you have to read the Rambam not literally.
No.
Ukeneged kol ha'aruba, it does, even though the simple meaning is opposite the entire skylight, that's not what the Rambam means. He means on top, opposite the entire skylight where the corpse or the tuma is. Tame. And that's exactly what the picture is showing you. The picture is showing you, you see the little dotted line that's going right through the middle of the circle there. That dotted line is where the roof ends and the skylight begins. Now, to the left of that, you've got the other half of the kzayis. The other half of the kzayis is under the skylight. That part only, going straight up, is tame, not because of ohel, but again because that's the open part, that whatever is over that is tame. So there's tuma throughout the whole house, just like in either in the case. Now, just the first case, back to the first case, where the corpse was all completely under the roof, right? So this case, where it's half under the skylight, that's exactly like that case.
Right.
That's what we're doing. We're just saying the half under the skylight connects to that half as if the whole kezias is under the roof, and it works like it's all under the roof. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, you have half of the kezias, which is under the skylight. So what are we going to say? We're going to say the same chiddush the other way. That other half that's under the roof is connected to the half that's under the skylight, and it'll bring the tuma to go up. Just like when there was only tuma under the skylight, right, where the tuma went just over the body in the skylight. But here, since you got half of the corpse on the roofed part,
half
on the skylighted part, so the half on the roofed part, by connecting the other half, it's a full kezias, it makes the entire roofed part tame, and that half of kezias under the skylight, we take the other half and combine it with that, and therefore only what's under the skylight part will become tame.
Can I ask a question now?
That's, so far, all makes sense.
Yes, can I ask a question?
The next part's going to be the hard part.
Can I ask a question on this?
Sure.
So this is a bone, or this is a...
Whatever it is, it's kezias.
It's a kezias.
exact size.
Let's say the kazayit was exactly cut in half, and half, they weren't touching, and half
what
was
they
in.
Weren't touching?
It's a whole bone. Somebody took a saw and sawed it in half.
Then
now you got half a kazayit here, half a kazayit in the open space, and half a kazayit there. It's not together. It goes to a kazayit together, but they're not touching.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Okay? Just check.
I don't think so.
Okay?
I don't think so. Now, things get a little bit more exciting as we move to the left-hand side here. Now, im ein bo poseach tefach. What if you don't have a tefach?
Oh.
Okay, you don't have a tefach over here. So, although the tumah doesn't go through, the tumah will not go through the house.
Through the skylight.
But it still doesn't disperse it. Okay? So now this is a very interesting halach over here. Now, let's see what this third picture... Well, let's see. So now, im yesh batumah... So, im ein bo poseach tefach. What if it doesn't have a whole tefach, just a little spot, which is the two left-handed pictures. Okay. Now we got to decide other factors. Im yesh batuma kedesh techalek v'yemotze kashir tachas hatikra ukashir tachas haruba. If this thing was two kazesim, and you have one full kzayis under the roof, and one full kzayis under the
small opening.
The skylight. Right? Hakol tame. Then everything's tame in the house and above the
skylight.
Corpse. Only. Again, it can't be the entire skylight because it doesn't help. Hakol tame. But here is the part that's very hard to understand. So far, it's all good. Everything fits in. But here's the hard part.
Bimlav.
But what if it's not enough for a full shear now?
In each one.
Back to a half a shear and a half a shear.
Like the first case.
Habayis tummy, the house will still be tummy because it connects. It doesn't affect that. It works to connect to that part and fix the whole house. Here's the chiddush here. Ukeneged ha'aruba, even on top of the corpse, the Rambam is saying. Tahor. And that's going to be the problem.
Wow.
That's going to be the problem. Why he's saying tar?
Wow.
Very little commentary. Something to affect. There's no ohel over here. There's no tefach. Now, there seems this idea that if you have this tefach, we kind of say that the mace is able, the tumah is able to go out. Right, if there's a tefach, it's like able
it
to. Remember, we said if it has a tefach, it like totally is able to leave.
Yes.
If it's not a tefach, it's not able to leave. So it seems it's affecting the ability for it to rise.
Yeah.
So if it's a tefach, it can rise, but if it's not the tefach, it's harder to rise. So for the it needs there's no tefach for the corpse to escape through the ohel, and the half that's under the roof. Why don't we say it would combine what it did by the case of Tefach? It did combine, but here, for some reason, it doesn't combine because it doesn't have the ability to escape anymore. I guess once you only have a half a Tefach and you don't have the half a Kazayas and you want to connect it with the other half of Kazayas and you want it to escape because that's what you
want.
It needs at least a tefach for that to happen.
It cannot.
Because since it's blocking it, it does block it, then it doesn't even allow it to have any kind of movement at all up. Why? I don't know. But that seems to be what he's saying, and that's the part I was. Yeah.
Go back to the earlier one. I don't understand. The one on the right and the one
which
next to
which
it.
Earlier one?
This one, the right picture.
The right picture.
The one on the right and the right and the one next to it. What's the difference between the two of those two?
The right one
on the far
there's
right.
Two pictures on the
yeah,
right.
And the one to the
right
left.
Next to it. What's the difference between those two?
What becomes? One second. Let me go back over here. Ha'isa mixes atuma tachas atiri. Sheish bo poseaf tefach. What's the difference in the pictures?
Yeah.
One second. You have half. And now you have half. Im ha'isa baruba. Ha'isa mixes atuma tachas atiri. Mixes tachas ruba. Im ha'isa baruba poseaf tefach ha'bais kulo tome. That's the right picture. So I don't know what the left picture is.
Okay. Well, look at number two. Look at number two in the biur. It's two. You see, it's one
I think it's a different pshat.
Yeah,
it's a separate, another pshat.
Kenusach
hapanim. There's others. The others who say it's the whole thing.
Okay.
It's not the pshat we were learning.
Because
It said opposite the whole aruba is tame, but many learned the Rambam like the right picture. He's just giving the commentary of those who hold to the left picture.
Everybody says it's the whole
okay. Now let's move on to the next picture. Next part of this halacha. Next.
Three.
Okay. This is really interesting over here. Hoya ba'aruba poseach tefach. Okay. Right hand picture over here. You've got an open tefach.
Somebody's standing.
Like the old picture we had before.
See, that's somebody's
okay. But it's not very wide. It's not the big one. It's just a tefach by a tefach. So this is the opening. Like a fist.
Yeah. Square.
About that square fist, which is enough to let Tumah
rise.
And get out, right? So what happens? The guy puts his foot on top of the, and covers up the entire skylight.
It's a big foot.
Okay, that's
big
the
foot.
Case. Okay?
Hoya
baruba poseach tefach. Okay? V'nosan adam raglo l'mal, milmal. Now he's putting his foot on the top and he's covering up the entire thing completely. Al ha'aruba. Over the aruba.
Whoa.
Okay. Now, nasa hakol ohel hechod. Now it's one whole ohel because it's completely
it's patched,
covered.
It's covered the skylight. It's like
ubein shalisa tuma tachas hatikar bolvad. Doesn't matter if the tuma was under the wall part
or under
the right hand picture. O tachas aruba bolvad, or only under the skylight alone. Hakol tome.
Because it fills in the roof. It
okay.
Fills in the ceiling. Yeah.
So what's the case? That's the case. What's the halacha? Habayis, the entire house, umash and everybody, and everything under the skylight is going to be tamei.
Now it's standard ohel.
The adam she'er v'satum, and the guy who covered it up is also tamei.
Mr. Cohen.
Why? Mipnei shenasa alto, because he became an ohel. His foot is part of the tumah, just like the house becomes tamei.
The ceiling of the house.
The ceiling is tamei, so he's part of the ceiling, and he becomes tamei. But that's all if it's a tefach. Okay, because then...
And that would be under both cases, whether the body or the tummy object is...
But now the next case... It's less than a tefach now. Okay? Ein baruba poseach tefach. All right? So the tumah cannot go up. It's not dispersed. Remember we said, even before he put his foot there, it's not it can't go through, but it doesn't disperse, right? Vahoysa tumah tachas atikra. And the tumah is under
the ceiling,
the walled part, the right-hand picture. Zeshanasa ragum amala tohor. There, when he's tor, she'ain tumah yosbecha, because the tumah couldn't go through anyway. Even before he put his foot out, the tumah couldn't go through, right? Remember, because it's already considered black, because it's less than a tefach. So nothing went through, correct?
Correct.
So it's as good enough as it's closed anyway. What if Hoysa had Tuma Tachas Aruba? What if the Tuma was under that Aruba? Now you have a separate issue. Forget about a house Tuma. You've got open air Tuma. So maybe that should make his foot Tame, because it's just for open air, not as an OL, but as open air Tuma. So this is an interesting distinction now.
But he's directly over it.
He's directly over it.
But it can't go out there.
Let's say he didn't put his foot there. Would the tumah be escaping through the hole?
No. It's not a tefach.
Now, and nothing over there is tumah.
Right.
It's blocked. It's all blocked. Right?
Yeah.
It's all blocked. So now, what's the issue? So, im tumah kadma esraglo, if the tumah was there before he put his foot on it, okay, kadma esraglo, so the halacha is tamei, the man is tamei.
Why?
Sharei he'il al ha-tumah, because he made an ohel over the tumah when he put his foot on it. Now, but the problem is, I don't understand why, because how did the tumah go through?
Yeah.
It was blocked. On the other hand,
It happened next Wednesday. He happened to be standing there, and then the guy croaked.
Yeah. No, but the guy died before he put his foot over it.
No, the next one.
But the next one, Imraglo Kodnas Atuma, if his foot came before the Tuma, then Tahar.
The guy died.
Share Raglo meets us all because his foot is part of the Ohel. They ain't Tuma Yotza. So now the Tuma doesn't go past. In other words, in the case before where the guy, I guess, how is it different than the first case when it goes a Tefach? Well, it goes a Tefach, it just goes through.
Now, could I ask how much mace is down there? Is this less than that?
It's a shear. It's a shear.
Oh, it's a proper shear.
It's not a problem. But if it's enough, right? Because we said the Tuma does not go out when less than a Tefach, right? And here the foot is blocking it. So for some reason, we're going to say now that if his foot was there first, then it's considered like it's all blocked. It's all blocked, and the Tumah can't rise. Can't rise. But if the Tumah was already there, for some reason it rises before, and then his foot becomes tummy. I don't understand the reason for that either. And we're going to have to leave it at that.
No, we're finishing the chapter today.
Okay, that was plenty.